good morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. If you'd like to find more Good Morning Johto, you can on Twitter at GMJohto. You can send us an email over at goodmorningjohto@gmail.com. And if you would like to join our Discord, it's free and in the show notes to be a part of that birthday club. We have a lot of stuff updating here in the future weeks. So probably as of like 2 weeks, we're probably going to do almost like a massive overhaul. Change some stuff, but that'll be announced here in the future. But make sure you get in and do, just be a part. If you want to help out the show, you can by giving us a 5-star review wherever you listen. Or you can join our Patreon for as low as $1 a month and be like our interns. Our interns right now, in no particular order. We're going to do it backwards as I usually do it, in no order, but in order what I have on the script here from Jeff. We got Green Tea, Jamal, Kyle, Nick, and Rachel. Pauly D and Mikey A is our board operator, with Jesse L as our senior producer. Thank you so much to all you wonderful trainers and everything you do for Good Morning Johto. Let's go ahead and hop into some Pokemon Go news. Hopefully you're having a wonderful March 27th here. Today at 10 a.m. your local time, Rocket World, Team Rocket, all the Rocket takeovers start today. The research today that starts is It's a Rocket World. It's a Rocket World. Page 1 is Ked 15. Spin 5 stops or gyms. Defeat 3 grunts. And you get 1 mysterious component, 10 Pokeballs, and 5 Pineapple Berries. The full reward for that is 1500 XP and 1 Apom that can be shiny. It's a Rocket World. Page 2 is catch 20 Pokemon for 5 Pineapple Berries. Purify 5 to get 10 Great Balls. Defeat 6 Grunts to get 3 Mysterious Components. And rewards is 2,000 XP and 1 Mistrevious that can be shiny. Of course, the 3 out of 5, midway through. Defeat Arlo, 2,500 XP. Defeat Cliff, 2,500 XP. And defeat Sierra, 2,500 XP. Guess what the reward is? 2,500 XP with a Super Rocket Radar. Page 4 is Find Team Go Rocket Boss, which you get 10 Max Potions. Battle the Rocket Boss, which 10 Ultra Balls. Defeat the Rocket Boss for 6 Maximum Revives. And reward is 3,000 XP and a shot at a Krogunk that can be shiny. Claim your reward on the last page for 2,500 XP times 3, and the max reward for the bottom for the whole page, 5,000 XP, and 2 Silver Pineapple Berries. This is one thing that I love about it. It's really, GoHub does a really good job about this too, is why don't I have the Team Go Rocket research? It's because you still have an unfinished one from the previous ones. If you have one that is defeating Team Go Rocket Grunts, or taking on Giovanni, you gotta finish the next one to get to the next one. That's part of how the cookie crumbles with the Team Go Rocket, the Rocket takeovers. We did get an announcement that Pokemon Go is coming to London Games Festival in 2024. That is Friday, March 29th, which is this Friday, going towards Monday, April 15th. This is for the event itself. This is the 9th anniversary of the citywide event, where players from across the country can connect with fellow enthusiasts. That's at the games event itself. There's going to be some bonuses. 3-hour lure duration. That's not golden lures. Lures have a chance of attracting unknown L. We do not know. The unknown shiny is not going to be enabled. Buddy, double buddy assist chance, and a half Stardust cost for trades. Man, that was a mouthful for a second. Time research of me, you, and Pikachu. Make a new friend for 1,000 Stardust and trade a Pokemon for 1,000 XP to get a Pikachu with a red party hat. Stage 2 is take a snapshot of your buddy for 20 candy. Doesn't say what kind of candy, but you get 20 of it. You get 1 incense and 1 lure. I'm guessing it's going to be Pikachu. Field research task during this time is you'll be able to get this for a send 5 gifts and attach a sticker to each for an encounter. Earn 6 hearts with your buddy to get an encounter and catch 10 for an encounter as well. Sales during this time is a 50% off this bundle for everyone in the UK and Ireland players. If you can attend the festival, this is going to be 2 incense, 2 super incubators, and 2 lucky eggs for 320 coins. What a deal. That's actually really, really good. Jeff, I don't even remember what the sound of the day is yesterday. You got us a sandial to get us ready for that Team Rocket event today. But you know what also starts? A lot of raids. A lot of raids are starting right around the corner. You know what starts today? Shadow Groudon. You can start with encountering with Giovanni. Here is your main counters. Mega Rayquaza and Primal Kyogre. Maybe Mega Swampert if you don't have the other two legendaries. The non-Shadow, non-Megas is going to be Cortana, Zarude, the Galarian mode, or Galarian standard mode, Darmanitan, Zerkatry, Kyogre, and Mamoswine. And just any other types of water that you have just to take down that... I thought it was going to be fire ground. I forgot it. It is just ground. Really cool. But the shiny Groudon, I don't know if the shiny... Can the shadow be shiny? I think it can. Let me know in the Discord. We've had tons of people like more and more in the Discord. But I don't know if... Yeah, I don't think it can be shiny as of yet. But this is something I'm really excited for. You know what else I'm really excited for? Right alongside this weekend for Mewtwo, it's going to be happening Saturday at 6 a.m. going to 10 p.m. on Sunday. That's going to be Easter. Well, for the Shadow Mewtwo Psychic, that can be shiny, I believe. Your counters are going to be Mega T-Tar and Mega Gyarados. And your regular counters are going to be Tyranitar, Hydreigon, Guzzlord, and Lunala, Goldingo, Pheromosa. Basically, bring those dark type attackers. You got 19 Tyranitars, bring them. Just bring them. That's going to be the big thing to go against this thing. But it's Wednesday, which means not only do we have like Groudon and Mewtwo to prep for, we have Raid Hour tonight from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. your local time here on this 27th. Tapu Lele, which can be in your 5 stars, that can be shiny. And I think the shiny Tapus look so, so good. Against the Psychic Fairy type, you want to bring Mega Gengar or Mega Banette, but bring Shadow Metagross as your number one DPS attacker for this. I think Mega Gengar is also going to be up there as well. Regular Metagross, Goldingo, Chandelure, Nilego, Gengar, bring those poisons, bring those ghosts as well. Right alongside that, starting that we had it start the 21st, going towards April 4th, which is next Thursday. It's going to be Mega Venusaur, the grass poison type. Your number one raid counter is going to be Mega Rayquaza, Mega Charizard Y. Bring your flyers and your fires with Mewtwo, regular Rayquaza. I like that I said bring your fires and your flyers, and Mewtwo was the first one. Of course it was. Heatran, Yveltal, Moltres, all of these. But yeah, whatever you have flying and fighting, or flying and fire, bring it. It's going to be pretty good. A lot of counters today. We're almost like the full normal show of just raid counters, because there's so many different ones to bring in. But Groudon's, I probably said this, the Shadow Groudon is with Giovanni, so it's more of the team itself. So you can't bring the team of six, but it's always Persian, the middle's up in the air, and then Shadow Groudon will be the back. So you can usually prepare with that Machamp, Lucario up top, and then over the list that I said for the Shadow Groudon. So if you already got in those comments, or you already got it in the Discord, and you already started being like, Lane, no, you don't get it. Hey, I heard you. We already did it, all right? But let's go ahead and see what our sponsor of the day is now that Pokemon Go news is over today. The Hop with Hoppip is going down this weekend. Not going to be at the Farmer's Market, but here in the lobby of the Goldenrod Radio Tower. Hop with Hoppip is by the National Heart Association here in Johto. It's jump ropes with Hoppips and skip looms. And, oh gosh, why can I think of the last one? Hoppips and skip looms. And the last one. And basically, this is going to be jumping rope to raise money for all types of heart disease. That's going to be the local jump luff, skip loom. Jump luff, is that? In skip loom. But we're going to be jumping some rope, raising money here at the Golden Rod Radio Tower. And if you cannot make it, there's all types of local associations for jumping rope, raising money and things, but we're going to do that here in Goldenrod with Hoppip, Skiploom, and Jumpluff. Gosh, I could never remember it. Now it's time for some Pokemon. Oh, sorry, I forgot this part too. Proud sponsor of Good Morning Johto and the Goldenrod Radio Tower. Now it's time for Pokemon TCG News. Jeff and I were prepping for this show. Did not realize that the rotation, or not the rotation, we already covered all the sets that rotated out. So we can go ahead and cover the new post-rotated decks that we're really excited for. We covered the regionals that haven't happened with rotation. We're going to be covering Go regionals and the switch up and everything in tomorrow's show. But we did have Deck Out Gaming that they did this not last night, but they did it Monday night with 226 trainers, 400 codes. Oh my goodness. I just looked at winner, and shout out to Adam Tuttle from Lord Up, who I think really wants to play this deck. We got in 8th place Snorlax Pidgeot. 7th place, we have Seth Kristoff with Great Tusk Mill. 6th place, we have Dialga Metang. 5th place, we have a regular Lost Box. 4th place, we have Gardevoir EX. And 2nd and 3rd, both, we have Lugia Archeops, and winning the whole tournament, 7-0-1, Espara Zatu. Let's go over this deck. You have 3 Natu from Pigo, 3 Zatu from Paldean Fates, 3 Flittles from Scarlet and Violet base set, 3 Espara EX from Paldean Fates, 2 Shuppets from Scarlet and Violet. I think that's for, yeah, that's Scarlet and Violet base. I'm like, am I getting this wrong? We have 2 Binette EX, which I think that card's super, super fun from base set, 2 Fluttermanes from the newest set, Temporal Forces Fusion. My goodness. We got 1 Latios from Paradox Rift, 1 Manaphy from Brilliant Stars, 1 Mew EX from 151, and 1 Radiant Greninja, as you know, from Astral Radiance. That card is like slowly going up. It's like $6 now. Holy moly. It was in like a pre-made deck last year. Trainers, we got 27 of them with 4 Eno, 2 Tulips, 2 Boss's Orders, 2 Professor Researches, 1 Selene, 4 Ultra Balls, 4 Buddy Buddy Poffins, 1 Nest Ball, 1 Prime Catcher, 1 Lost Vacuum, 1 Earth Vessel, 1 Pal Pad, 2 Pokemon League Headquarters, 1 Temple of Sinnoh, and altogether 11 Psychic Energy. Shout out to Jeff for getting us all this ready for us today. Gosh, man, I'm just trying to hold back in all the news that we have to shout out for the show, but we gotta wait. A lot of stuff going on. I love all the rotation, all the Pokemon Go news, and all the stuff that's just happening with Good Morning Johto. So we got that. Jeff got us the sound of the day yesterday for Sandile. Jeff, what did you get for us today? Shout out to Jeff and all you wonderful trainers out there in Johto, maybe in all the other regions if you're listening. Thank you so much, literally, for everything you do for the show. We would not be here if it wasn't for you. Trainers, have a great rest of your Wednesday, and we'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.